StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Linda Chapin talks with her granddaughter, 15-year-old Gray Chapin, about being the first mayor of Orange County, her involvement in the women's movement, civil rights in the past and present, and social justice going forward.
Can you tell me about the experience you had being the first mayor of Orange County, Florida?
That was interesting because usually counties don't have mayors. We're used to having cities have mayors, but that changed in Florida along the way because counties got to be very big, they got to be very urban, and they needed more definite leadership. And so there are three counties in Florida that decided to ask the citizens to elect a mayor. And that happened in Orange County in the 80s, in the 1980s. The citizens voted to change the charter. And when the office opened up, I ran for it. I had done some work in local government before that, but this was a new opportunity. I really felt a little tentative about it because we hadn't had any women mayors in Central Florida. I just sort of said, well, I think I'm as well equipped as anyone. I think I understand the issues pretty well, and I think I'm going to run for it. And I did, and I won.
Did you always know you wanted to go into politics?
When I was in college, or when I was in high school and college, about where you are now, girls were just beginning to think that they could do other things. They didn't have to be a teacher. They didn't have to be a social worker. They didn't have to be a nurse. They could do all of those things, which are wonderful careers, but they could think about doing other things. Do you think you're going to be able to have a job and make as much money as any man? Do you think you're going to be able to get any job that a man could compete for? Are you going to have a level playing field, you and your friends, do you think?
I think we'll have a level playing field, but I don't know if my generation will be the ones to, like, have complete equality with men. I don't know if, like, 100 years is going to be enough time for that to happen, if that makes sense.
It makes all the sense in the world to me now. It would not have when I was your age. When I was your age, I would have thought, oh, we can change this. We can change it in 20 or 30 years. We'll just go out and tackle all these big issues and we'll change things. So I think your view, now that I have a perspective of all those years, is very sensible.
So what are your hopes for my future and for my children's future? And what are some things that you worry about?
That's the biggest and most important question you could ask a grandmother. Because my hopes are that every child, no matter where, would have an opportunity, would never go hungry, would never be sick or sad, that there would never be school shootings, that there would never be wars, that people had to go send their young people, now men and women, which is a big change from when I was young. And now I know that climate change is going to impact the city of Miami today and tomorrow. It's going to impact your future in ways that we can't even imagine. I may not see it, but you will see it in your lifetime.
Linda Chapin and Gray Chapin from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando. Produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. For details and more stories, visit WMFE.org.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.